Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:06. It's Friday. And real quick, if you go to the Marcus and Sandy Instagram and give it a follow, we just put up a photo that is Friday vibes for show.
Well, not everyone is feeling the vibes, but we decided to do our broadcast shirtless today because it's been a long week and we just needed to release some steam. Right. So we took a couple of screenshots. I don't think it's inappropriate, but it does. It is a little alarming.
Appropriate, I don't know. But, I mean, I can't tell if people like them or there is one. We have one listener who did straight come out and say these pictures are disgusting. So there's that.
Whoa.
That's pretty savage first thing in the morning, but thanks.
Yeah.
KL Mommy commented, oh, wow.
Oh, wow is always the best. When it's not followed by like an emoji, you know it means like, wow, this is a lot.
Yo, Cecilia thinks we're funny. Like, I realize the picture looks thirsty, but we're just clowning over here. I'm not trying to be an Instagram influencer in the wild or anything.
No, we're just bored at home, and we're trying to lighten the mood. It's been a long week.
Spice up the home life here. If you want to see the picture that we just posted, go follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram. What do you got going on this weekend? I forgot.
I am going to be meeting my friend. We're going to the Pinnacles National Park.
Oh.
And it's funny because they have these, we're going to a place where they have these little individual cabins, so we're each staying in our own little cabin.
Okay.
And her cabin has a kitchen, and she's like, can you do me a favor and go get some, she's gluten-free. She goes, gluten-free granola for our breakfast. I'm like, totally fine. Went to Whole Foods yesterday. There was so many gluten-free granolas, I was so overwhelmed I had to call her. I'm like, Martha, I'm sorry, but there's like 25 different flavors, and I ended up buying three of them because it was just, it's too much selection.
Was it nut based or coconut based or
Well, I got one that's paleo, that's a maple syrup one. One was like a peach, and it's just too much. I don't do well. I love having the variety, but I get overwhelmed really easily. But
Well, for me, when I walk into a grocery store I've never been in before, like my home grocery store, I go to New Leaf in Half Moon Bay. I know that thing inside out, bro. Like, you go in there and it's my happy place. But when I'm on the road, like this weekend, I'm going to Groveland to the Sierra foothills. When I'm on the road trying to be at a grocery store I've never been in, it's like getting a new girlfriend. Like, you don't know where anything is. You know what I mean? You spend 20 minutes trying to figure out where stuff goes, where, you know, how do we check out? What's the process?
Well, and the problem is the more they have, the more you want to buy. You know what I mean? If they only had one or two, no problem. But now I'm like, well, do I need different kinds? Yeah. I guess I'll spend an extra $8 for no reason.
No, I always say it. It's the stuff you didn't even know you needed that now you can't live without.
Like, what
am I going to do with a jar of mustard powder? I don't know, but I want it.
Yeah, right? Throw it in the bag.
Oh, my God. Pickled peppers for sandwiches I'll never make? Yeah, sign me up. Put it in here.
That sounds gross.
They're delicious. Thank you. Don't judge. Okay. Anyway, Jason, how are you? He's back in the studio in San Francisco.
I'm good. Dude, I realized my 3-year-old yesterday, he loves cleaning the house. This new vacuum showed up at the house. He loves it. He vacuumed the entire living room, and then he goes, I'm going to vacuum the baby's room, and I'm going to do my room next. And he doesn't even want you in the room with him. He likes to be alone now. He likes his alone time. So I'm just in the living room. I hear it. literally vacuuming the whole house. It's amazing.
That's so cute.
So funny.
He can rock a full-size vacuum?
It's like this weird thing that grandma brought home where it's like a dustbuster, but you attach the dustbuster to this long handle. So it's pretty easy. It's like a miniature Dyson. So it's pretty easy for him to manipulate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are those things I sent you for Christmas that he liked? Like, he may be a domestic boy.
He just put... Oh, the spatulas. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't using them to cook.
Like Star Wars spatulas. But he just, like, Owen loved them and just wanted to play with them. I was like, that is so cute.
Maybe he's got his dad's clean gene.
Yeah, he could, Jason. That would be your biggest dream, to have a boy who's not messy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that at all. I like it. All right. Listen, 6:10, we do have cash this morning, $1,000 easy money. Just get ready to win while you're waking up with us. We really appreciate it. Your next shot's coming up at 7:25.
Yeah, also, we're going to be talking about this couple in Indiana. They took in a friend of theirs who was going through a breakup, and now they are a throuple. So yeah. We'll be talking about that coming up next.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, 6:20. Good morning. Coming up, some cash for you. Don't forget, 7:25, you're going to get a chance to text and win $1,000 easy money. All right, we were talking about the word that we learned a couple of minutes ago, throuple. Sandy, what's a throuple?
This is a couple who has adopted a third into the relationship. Now, listen, I know we have a lot of families listening. We're going to keep it very clean.
Yes.
But the word makes me laugh in general. There's a throuple that is in the news from Indiana that they've been they've all been together for like 10 years now.
Yeah. So here's how it went down. This is a couple that lives in Indiana, married. They have two teenage daughters. One of the wife's friends was going through a divorce. She left her husband, needed a place to stay. They're like, come stay with us. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the ladies started developing feelings for each other. And then one day she tells her husband, hey, you want to do this thing? And now they've been doing, it's tough to keep this clean, but I'm trying my best over here. They've been doing this now together for a decade to the point where they've added two more children to the mix. Each wife has given birth to one extra child. So now they're a family of five. And I'm thinking to myself, when I first read the story, I was like, this has to be the dude's dream, right? Two ladies. I get to mix and match on the buffet. Sorry, that's
mix and match, Marcus.
Sorry, totally. But then I thought to myself, is this a be careful what you wish for situation? Because I'm thinking he's got two teenage daughters plus two wives, basically. And as a guy who has nothing but estrogen at his house, like, that is a lot of estrogen at once. I would spend a lot of nights hiding behind the couch. Does that make any sense?
Yes. I am up. You know how I love watching the show Sister Wives?
Right.
And there used to be a show. Oh, I'm so into this. I'm so I'm fascinated with the dynamic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could ever personally do it, but I also think it's kind of neat when people naturally fall into it like this. Throuple did like right. they that was not expected. They were trying to help a friend, and all of a sudden they realized, like, oh crap, we have feelings for each other.
We all love each other. Hello.
There was another show called Seeking Sister Wife, and these were couples that were specifically looking to add a third and live as a family unit. Now they would share the husband, not all at the same time, but they would, you know. And I don't know why, but I was fascinated with that idea. And there are some people out there, and this is a lifestyle. It really is. And my hat goes off to you if you can do that. I don't want to share, but, you know, some people are above it. They can do it.
Like, from a physical sense, maybe not that difficult, but from an emotional and mental sense, it's hard. So this, we're talking about this throuple in Indiana, husband, wife, married, they got two kids. Friend comes to stay with them. All of a sudden, they have feelings for each other, and now they're a family, all of them. Mm-hmm. And the rules that they've set include intimate time has to involve everybody. There are no secrets between them, no separate date nights. And they're also very traditional. They're like first generation from India. So they said that a lot of their family members could not wrap their heads around this concept, and they have had to stop talking to a lot of extended family members, which I get that too. You know, it's difficult, I guess, for a lot of people from a moral standpoint. You really have to look at it and go, you know, if this is your thing, maybe it's not my thing. But
well, how do you introduce, you know, like it's so uncommon. How do you introduce everyone when you're meeting family or when you're meeting friends for dinner? You know, do you all hold hands going in together? Do you, you know, how does that work? The dynamic, again, it fascinates me.
I hope there can't answer.
To be another season of Seeking Sister Wife, because I was legit obsessed with that show. I follow like four or five of them on Instagram because I just thought it was cool. Like, I don't know. I love it.
Was that the show where you drove to the house that the show was at in Arizona or something? Or am I thinking of
No. But when I was driving back from Utah, there was a place called Colorado City, and that's right. Where they are very, very... what is it called? That's where I was looking for, you know, basically the TV show Sister Wives, the real life version of it.
It's a polygamist hotspot. I believe that's the phrase looking for.
Fascinating. Again.
All right. Throuple. You can add that to your vocabulary. There you go. You're welcome. 6:24. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Hilaria Baldwin. She's gotten into some trouble with the origin of her accent. People are thinking she's faking everything about her life for fame. And also, something we posted on Instagram, we're trying to decide if this is an innocent first grade homework assignment or if it's a little bit naughty.
Yeah, check that out on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram right now. Give it a follow. We're talking about it in a bit. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:36. It's been so long since I've played that song on the radio. I can't remember if her last name is pronounced Anna Nalik or Nalik.
Nalik.
Is it Nalik? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Not sure why that was pertinent. Yeah, it is. I love that song. Anyway, I want to ask you something. Go to the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Give it a follow and check out the picture. It's like three or four posts down, but is it appropriate for a six-year-old's homework assignment or not? Because what does it look like, Sandy?
Well, let me just preface it this way. I love stories like this where some kid brings home homework or something, a project, and then you're looking at it thinking, is this dirty? Right. Or am I reading into it?
Right.
So Marcus's friend's kid got this little homework assignment of a, can we say what it's supposed to be?
Sure, it's supposed to be a gigantic popcorn. But it looks...
Let's just say we didn't think it was a piece of popcorn. I looked at that. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
And here's why I know it's teetering on the edge. Because my buddy, the kid's dad, and we're filthy animals, but he dropped it into our dad chat with like three other guys and was like, hey, you guys, is this inappropriate? And when a dad is asking other dads if something's appropriate, it's like, then you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you know, and we all looked at it and we went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Either that or we all have filthy minds. If you don't have a dirty mind, maybe you just see popcorn. Maybe you see a cloud.
I didn't. I went straight to filth. Straight to filth.
And so did a lot of the people listening to the show, which I respect and appreciate. And also the power of suggestion. A lot of people saying, I didn't see it till you said it, and now I do see it. So
there you go. Hey, we're happy to help. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly. You know who else is happy? The popcorn in this picture. Am I right?
Yeah.
If you want to see what we're talking about, it's a good laugh. Follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. I'm excited because it's Friday. We almost didn't have time to play that song, Champagne Supernova by Oasis, but because Sandy loves it.
That used to be my jam growing up, by the way. I loved that song.
Was it? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Made it happen. This is a quick reminder. We're taking it back to the 90s all weekend, so you're going to hear songs like that. In fact, I was putting my music together for my big Sunday show. I'll be on Sunday, noon to 4, and I was stoked because I got a request from Cherry on our Instagram for Wilson Phillips' Hold On.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
So I was
great
able to
request.
Jam it in. So I jammed it into the show, and then I hit her back with an IG DM, and I was like, hey, make sure you're tuned in. So she'll be working and listening, and you can do the same. Follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram and then shoot your requests. And again, I'll be on noon to 4 Sunday playing your 90s jams here on Star 101.3. Speaking of our Instagram, you need to go there right now.
Well, you don't need to, but if you want to see pictures of us without our shirts, you're welcome to. It's Friday. We decided to spice up our at-home broadcast and just take our shirts off. It's not inappropriate, but it's not like super pretty to look at.
I don't know if people are appreciating the humor based on the comments.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
There's one
we might
comment.
Have to remove this by the end of our show.
Not sure. And the only person that's really thirsty in this trio is me because I do show my boobies. So you're welcome in advance. If you want to check out the photo, follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram right now. We'll check what's trending next.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy. Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay. What's Trending on Star 101.3.
So are you following the whole Hilaria Baldwin thing, saga?
I'll be honest, peripherally. A friend of mine texted me about it. She's obsessed with it. And I was like, okay, let me get into it for a second. And then my head spun off because there's
yeah,
so
it's,
much
Yeah, it's
going
a little
on.
Complicated. I'll make it simple. She just lost another endorsement due to this whole saga. So she is Alec Baldwin's wife.
Right.
They have 5 kids together. She speaks Spanish.
Right.
She claimed she was from Spain and she speaks with an accent a lot, but she was born and raised in Boston. So a lot of people think that she's been lying about her heritage. She's been using her accent for interviews. Amy Schumer ripped her online. I don't really know the truth or care. I I don't know. It just, you know, I know a lot of people that go in and out of different languages when they speak because they're bilingual. It's just natural. I'm sure you do at home with your dad when you speak Spanish.
Do. Yeah, my dad. Listen.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
My Spanish between my dad and watching Narcos on Netflix, my Spanish has gone off the charts. But yeah, we go Spanglish all day.
Right.
I'll go upstairs and my daughter's making up Spanish words. So what is people's problem? They just because she's a liar?
No, they think she's lying about where she's from, and they think that she's doing that so she sounds more exotic. And she was, you know, it has to do with fame and marrying Alec. And now that you're in the spotlight, all of a sudden you're this exotic girl, but you're from Boston. Your name's Hillary. All this stuff.
Is this morally reprehensible? Like, why are people upset?
Because people are bored and people are. Oh, I almost said a bad word on the air. Whoops. Started with a D. I almost said it. Let's move on. Prince William and Kate Middleton will be visiting Harry and Meghan in Santa Barbara later this year. This will be the first time since 2014 they will be in the United States. They're obviously waiting until it's safe to travel, but people are saying they might be, you know, extending an olive branch, I guess, since they kind of exited last year. But that's good news. Adele may have a single coming out with Beyonce. You know, she's a huge Beyonce fan. And there's whispers right now that they are teaming up for a duet. And Adele has a new album coming out later this year as well.
You know, that would be the only more exciting would be Adele on tour with the Spice Girls. You know, she's a gigantic Spice Girls fan since she was a little girl.
That's the cutest thing. Her going to the Spice Girls concert last year was so, like, I just love the pictures and video on her Instagram. She was 12 years old again. It was adorable. Let's see. Elvis Presley would have been 86 years old today. So RIP to the king. And we aren't deeming today as Shirtless Friday. I don't know why. I just feel like we've had a long week. We decided we're all broadcasting from home. Let's take our shirts off. Is it appropriate? Probably not. Our listeners not happy with the decision.
No,
but if you
want
to see the pictures,
people apparently.
They're like appalled. But we have that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Give it a follow.
Let's see. It's National Bubble Bath Day. Speaking of taking your shirt off. So if you need an excuse to jump in a bubble bath, maybe with a glass of wine, today is your day. I just read that Elon Musk is now the richest person in the world because of the success of Tesla's stock this year. He just passed Jeff Bezos, now worth $185 million. I just threw open my mouth a little bit. I think we collectively all just went, good for you.
Isn't he the one that said he was going to have no house? Like, he sold all his stuff and he wants to live as a nomad? Was that the
story yesterday?
Oh, he's
dumping all of his worldly possessions, but apparently not dumping his cash. I mean, I'm sorry if you work
for Elon Musk. He has no home, but he has gold bars.
Yeah, exactly. You know, dumping all your worldly possessions does not automatically equate to it's okay to live in a hotel, okay? That's not okay. But anyways, who cares? Interesting side effect of the pandemic, there has been virtually no flu season this year. Literally one reported case in Santa Clara County, period. And doctors are saying the flu not as contagious as the coronavirus. And let me just tell you real quick, mask up, 6 feet apart, how contagious the coronavirus is. It ripped through our studio in about, feels like 10 seconds. Like all three of us
well,
got it.
Well, it certainly didn't help that our stupid air was out. And the fan, we had a fan going on, so like all of our breath particles were flying all over the place.
I will say this too. If you are indoors, make sure you're masked up and whoever you're with is masked up. Because I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, but I feel like...
If you have symptoms. Well, I mean, actually, no, never mind.
No, if you want to be 100% safe, If you're indoors, distance doesn't matter if you're not wearing a mask. It's that contagious. Just be aware. And that's what I've got.
That's what's trending today in the Bay. Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom. Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. Trying to help somebody else out here in the dating world with second date update. Trying to make that love connection.
Yeah, so if you go on a date and then it gets a little weird afterwards, we will call them to see what's going on. So Kevin is on the line with us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey,
we're
man.
Good. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Can
so
we stop
see.
Saying that. I'm curious.
I'm giving it a week, and then
you get the whole. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't ready for this week anyways. So
the practice week.
By the weekend, I'll feel like, okay, I guess it's finally January.
All right.
All right. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about Lorna. How did you guys meet and about your date?
Yeah, sure. Lorna and I met on Tinder and, we were flirting back and forth as you do. But I really wanted to meet in person. Now, like, I know there's a pandemic and I take it seriously. You know, I always mask up and stay 6 feet apart, all that stuff. But I don't see the harm in getting together just for like a socially distant coffee or a walk. And so that's what we did. And we meet at this Starbucks on Burlingame Avenue, and we just walk around a bit, you know. And then we find this bench, and we sit 6 feet apart, and I thought we really clicked. Okay, basically, we're both dog people. You know, I got this black lab named Toby. She's got this super cute Maltese named Snowman. And, you know, she's beautiful. She's wearing this mask, which I thought brought out her eyes. I was frankly mesmerized, you know, gorgeous.
Listen to the poetry in his voice.
Well, I was smitten. What can I say?
Okay.
And, you know, we talked about our dogs and missing traveling. And I mean, like, I can't wait to end this pandemic and go somewhere tropical, you know, like any place tropical would be great. But after the date, she's been like super elusive. You know, I'll text her and she doesn't really return them, not really quickly. And I've asked her a few times about getting together again. And she's like a politician, you know, she totally avoids answering that.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, that's hard because now you have nothing to work with. So we're going to give her a call. I know you know the segment, and try to stay quiet on the other line, and we'll see if she can give us like an answer. Okay.
Thank you. You got it.
Sure.
All right. Let's play a song, and then we will call Lorna next, see what's going on. It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're right in the middle of Second Date Update, about to make the call. Kevin is on hold. We're trying to get some answers from the date that he had named Lorna. Apparently, she did the old brake pump on the texts after the first date, which sucks.
Yeah, because it sounded like a fun day. You guys had a little socially distant coffee and good conversation, and now we're just going to see what's going on. So, Kevin, just stay quiet. We're going to put her on the line right now, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Lorna?
This is Lorna, yes.
Hi, Lorna. This is Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Hi, Lorna.
Have you heard our show before?
It's us.
Oh, my God. Is this about Kevin?
Oh, my God. Well, yes, this is Second Date Update, if that's what you were asking.
Wow.
Yes, it is about Kevin.
Not weird at all.
So I take it you listen to the show, okay?
I do. Like, a lot.
Kevin, okay. You want to say hi?
Kevin?
Hey, Lorna, how's it going?
I'm doing okay.
So
how are you?
Do we ask the question, or can Kevin just ask the question?
Lorna, how was the date? Because Kevin said he had a good time with you.
He feels like you've disappeared on him, so we're just trying to see if there was a miscommunication, or if we can salvage this, maybe get a second date out of it. He really dug you. He thought you were hot. How about that?
Well, I'm flattered. I mean, it was really good to meet him, but I have to say, I just got a sense that he drinks a lot. Like, we had coffee and he ordered the coffee with room, which was fine, but then as soon as we left Starbucks, he pulls out four bottles of booze from his jacket, like the airline bottles.
Okay,
the little,
so you'd be like, wait, the full sizers? Then, oh, my God.
No, like the little airline ones, but it was like two bottles of Bailey's and two bottles of Jameson. And, like, I drink.
To share?
You know what I mean? Like, I am a drinker. I enjoy alcohol. But it was 10 a.m., and that was, like, four shots right away. And
so, wait, is that inappropriate, asking for a friend?
Well, no. I
Marcus,
see,
do you know Kevin?
I don't think it's a big deal. First of all, it was a 10 a.m. date. That should tell you something. Early morning, I had no problem getting there. And it's the holidays, you know? We're in the middle of a pandemic. What's the big deal?
It wasn't that it's not such a big deal, but that indicates someone that drinks a little more than I would like in my life. Like, it's just, I know what times are stressful. I know it's a pandemic. That's cool. It just, that kind of gave me the hint that, like, this isn't exactly my vibe. Like, even though he was good looking, even though it was, like, good to meet him and, you know, like, it was like, it looked like it was going to be like a cool Tinder date. I just don't want to be in a relationship to someone that is drinking at 10 in the morning on a first date or a second date, or like, that just didn't feel right to me.
Yeah, but Lorna, it's not like no, I slammed this coffee back, you know, I took little sips. It lasted us the whole date, right? It's not like I'm just belting them back.
Where'd you go after that? You had four shots.
But it's just,
to sleep.
It was a lot of alcohol, and it was an indication of a lifestyle that isn't copacetic with mine. I'm sorry. I just don't want to go on a second date. So I wish you well. And I'm just not comfortable.
All right. Hang on, you guys. Hang on. Even I would tell you not to bring four shots to a morning date. And I'm a pro.
I kept picturing, like, what kind of a coat did he have? Did he have, like, an Inspector Gadget coat with all these little mini bottles in it?
He just opened it up. What do you need? What do you need?
Yeah.
I got my mixers over here. I got my booze over here. Anyway, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. Up next, we have some cash for you to win.
Yep, $1,000. It's called Easy Money. We do this all day long. We give you different keywords to text, and we have your next keyword coming up at 7:25.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:20. We're going to have your shot at $1,000. That'd be nice to roll into the weekend with a grand. It's called Easy Money, and get ready to text and win literally 5 minutes away.
I'm not going to lie. I don't care when I would receive that money. It could be a Monday. It could be a Friday. I'll take it any day.
Yeah. It's a good thing for a Friday. Let's be real.
So I'm curious if you've had a night off where you don't have any responsibilities, your family's not around, if you have kids, they're not around, what would you do with that free time? So Marcus had a child-free, wife-free night last night, told us he didn't know how he was going to handle it. Tell us how you raged on a Thursday night in Half Moon Bay.
Basically, we're going to a cabin in the foothills this weekend. My girls left a day early and left daddy to his own devices. And I did not go as hard as I thought, only because it was a school night. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a Friday, forget it. Lock the doors, no human contact, and video games till
video games
the
end and whiskey.
Yeah. But I'll be honest with you. So the girls packed up the SUV, and you know, you do the thing where you stand in the driveway and you wave and you smile and you hug everybody out. And then the second the SUV was out of sight, my very first thought, I checked my watch and I'm like, is it too early for a couple of gummy bears or a chocolate covered blueberry right now?
Did you have that?
No, I didn't. I didn't end up doing it. I can't, because I can't function the next day when I do that. I'm not that kind of person. But I did think about a cocktail, and I looked down. It was 1:30. I was like, well, my day's over, technically. So I made myself a little tequila Paloma. And I sat upstairs very responsibly, and I thought to myself, all right, what can we get into? But, you know, we had a lot of work to do yesterday. So I did a little bit of work, but then I did schedule a Zoom call with some friends, like a little cocktail happy hour about 45 minutes before I decided a buddy of mine should come over and do some drinks in the backyard. So
last night, okay,
I worked all day, and then at 5:30 I checked in with my friends on a Zoom call. I was already two Palomas deep, so I was a good time. I was like, hey, what's up, you guys? And they had just started pouring. I'm like, catch up rookies.
Remember pre-COVID times, you would have probably, if this was not a thing, you would have been out karaokeing with your friends until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, not on a Thursday, because I can't face you guys in the morning like that. Like 4 a.m. comes hard and fast when you decide to go to bed at 10 or 11 at night. the night before. So I did the Zoom call, and then my buddy came over, and we sat in the backyard. He brought over two pizzas, and we each ate a pizza and drank a little bit.
You ate a pizza?
Well,
a
yeah,
whole
but,
pizza?
But hear me out, though. It's not like I got the XL from Round Table. These are the pizza Napolitanas. They're basically like five slices.
Okay.
Which is doable.
Listen, no judgment. I could eat a whole pizza or the regular one. That's fine. I just wanted you to be descriptive.
And yeah, we sat in the backyard by the fire and we just talked. And it's just, there's something about being able to connect with another dad who has similar age kids and realizing that you're going through the same stuff. I'll tell you what, the best part about the girls being gone was actually this morning, because I have the run of the house. I can go upstairs whenever I want. I can leave the door open when I'm on the throne. Never mind. I can make a hell of noise. Usually when my child is being, you know, distance learning, homeschooled, there's a set of rules. Don't come upstairs. Use your dad's bathroom. Don't open the door. Don't make too much noise. Because, you know, the girls...
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I get up at 4 a.m. banging around trying to make coffee and whatever. Jason knows because he's got the same situation. Don't you have to kind of tiptoe a little bit?
Yeah, you got to be a master of the light foot.
Yeah.
And then when you close the door, you have to sort of, I put my fingers sort of almost inside the door as
right.
It slides against the frame. So it like so softly closes.
I'll take you a step further, bro. I've got what are called latchy catchies at my house.
I've heard about this.
These are little cloth things that wrap around both doorknobs. And even if you forget and throw a door closed, it'll stop it so as not to wake the baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my daughter's 6 years old. We still have them on the doors because dad is a moron. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a bull in a china shop. But this morning, nobody's here. I got lights on. I got doors open. I got to watch the news this morning before work. Like, I never get to do that. Full volume. Shoot. I'm thinking about going upstairs and throwing on Iron Man with my surround sound just because. You know what I mean?
Isn't that funny, though, when you get older, like the things you think are like rebelling? It's just like that's not really rebelling, but in your world, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Ain't nobody here. We're going surround sound with the full subwoofer under the couch, full volume. Let's go. Does this thing go to 11? Hell yeah. We rattle the house. Because the only other person here is my dad. He's 85. He can't hear. So it doesn't matter.
He can't hear anyway. So he won't even know what's going on.
Nah. Mm-mm. So
we did ask on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page, if you have a night off from your duties, whatever your duties are, what do you do? How do you rage? Do you even rage at all? Most people are pretty calm.
Yeah, most people, it's like, I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine. You know what the big common denominator was with the people that listen to this show and I respect it? It's like, I'm going to get on the TV and watch whatever I want.
Yeah.
There will be
having
no
control of the remote is a big deal.
There will be no Vampirina or Paw Patrol or Frozen for the 27th time. I'm watching, I don't even know. But I'm watching it. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, it was a good time. 725. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit. What do you got?
They just named the top cities to move to or to live in, excuse me, in the United States. Out of the top 10, number one is in the Bay. We'll go over that at 750.
All right. You ready to win some cash? It's time for Easy Money. Here we go.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Friday morning, good news. Going to roll you into some to the weekend with a smile on your face, guaranteed. These stories are designed to restore your faith in humanity and just give you the feels. Sandy, tell me some good news.
My good news is about a woman in Ohio who is finally getting a kidney transplant. She found a donor after almost a year of searching. And this poor woman, her name is Kelly, she's just really been through it. She's been going 3 days a week for dialysis. She's had some internal bleeding. She's had congestive heart failure. So it's just her kidneys are on their last leg. And her husband, for over a year, he was standing outside on a street corner with a sign that said, "Need kidney for my wife." So wow. A few news outlets picked that up. They posted the story online. It went viral. And finally, a woman in Pittsburgh saw it, and she ended up getting dozens of tests, and she was a perfect match. And here's the thing, hundreds of people got tested to see if they were a match for this woman.
Wow.
Which in itself is just amazing. I think people who are donors are angels. I really do. I just think it's the most selfless thing you can do to help somebody else. So 100%. Anyways, February 2nd, this woman, Cheyenne, they are going to do the transplant surgery. And Kelly said, I can't believe, she said, because of our community and because somebody loved us that doesn't even know us, look at us. We're so blessed. I thought that was a really beautiful story.
Yeah, I love it. We're doing good news right now. My good news is about one of my chef heroes, Jose Andres. He's got his World Central Kitchen. Basically, this is a team of people and chefs that mobilize every time there's a crisis. When hurricanes hit, they're there feeding people. When COVID hit the cruise lines, they were out front in Oakland feeding people. Well, this time, he's taking it to Washington, D.C. and having his restaurant, Haleo, feed the National Guard that are there enforcing the curfew that obviously had to go down because of the rioting that happened at the Capitol a couple of days ago. And so they dropped off about 120 pizzas. They're making fried egg sandwiches for the morning, soups and stews. And the thing is, the reason being, you know, they got to be down there on the streets keeping them safe, but everything's closed up because there's a curfew. So none of the restaurants are open. They can't get any food. And Jose Andres just sweeps in and helps out. And he's just like, you know, we're just trying to take care of the people who are trying to take care of us. So
real quick story. Man.
Yeah, he's a good man. And that's my good news. And we do it again, 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3. Share your good news with us. Drop a note on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. Let us know what you're celebrating, what we can talk about. We'll take a check of what's trending next. Good morning.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending is brought to you by Squeezed.com. Juice cleanses, order yours today. So let's see, 24/7 Wall Street just named the top 10 best cities to live in. They rank this on affordability, the economy, standard of living, yada, yada, yada. Palo Alto came in number one. And I'm like, okay, affordability in Palo Alto, really? Where did I read this right?
I don't think anybody's been able to afford to live in Palo Alto. So, I mean, I lived there in the 80s when my dad was going to Stanford. And it's so funny as a little kid when you're like, I can't wait to come back here and raise a family. What a great place. And then fast forward to 2021. My buddy's parents' house that I think they bought in 73 in Palo Alto for, I don't know, a couple hundred grand is now worth $3 million.
Oh, my
gosh. It's a 1,500 square foot rambler. Forget it. No. Well, congratulations, Palo Alto. Good for you.
Out of the top 10, Hillsboro also on there, number three.
Oh, Jesus.
Piedmont and Tiburon on the list as well.
I think you just named the five richest cities in the Bay, didn't you?
Probably.
No offense, people. Like, great. Congratulations. If you live there, you made it. I'm impressed.
Yeah. But
did Fremont make it? Fremont always makes these lists. No,
it is not on the list. Not on those. But those are the California ones. Let's see. Actually, the Bay Area one. Excuse me. The other ones, Manhattan Beach and Newport Beach in the.
So you're saying
Hillsboro
is a nice place to live? So is Tiburon. Sorry, I don't mean to cloud. It's just hilarious.
I know. Prince William and Kate Middleton will be visiting Harry and Meghan in Santa Barbara later this year. This will be their first time in the States in 6 years, actually almost 7 years now. They're waiting until it's safe to travel, but it looks like they're trying to repair their relationship.
Oh, good.
There's some stuff about Hilaria Baldwin, and if you don't know her, she is Alec Baldwin's wife, and there's been a whole scandal lately about her heritage, and I feel bad for her, but this is basically what happened. People think she's been lying about her heritage for fame. So she speaks Spanish. She often speaks with an accent. However, she was born and raised in Boston, and her name growing up was Hillary. So people think, oh, you married Alec, and all of a sudden, you're Hilaria. But, you know, she says her family always calls her that. Amy Schumer ripped her online. She's losing endorsements now. I don't know what the truth is. I don't really care, but I just wanted to let you know because that's what's in the news.
So I'm still trying to wrap my head around why this is a moral issue. Are they saying she got more famous because she does the accent and because she perpetuated being Spanish?
Yes, that she was using the fame with Alec to her advantage and kind of playing up the, you know, she's from Boston. She said she's from Spain. She never spoke with an accent. Now she's speaking with an accent. She never
Doesn't
called
Madonna
herself
do
Hilaria.
The same thing. I mean, Madonna's different. From, she isn't she from England?
When she's with the British accent?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I guess if you're there enough, you could just assume. Adele and Beyonce may have a single coming out soon. It looks like they're possibly working on a single together, a duet together, which is great because Adele is a huge Beyonce fan. Elvis would have been 86 years old today, RIP. And on our Instagram, if you need a visual, you probably will wince at, we took pictures with our shirts off today. Mm-hmm. Don't know why, just
you're
felt
welcome.
Like it's the first Friday of the year. People not happy about this, understandably, but we're going to leave it up until our boss tells us to take it down.
By the way, Jason and I both have our boobies out, so you're welcome.
And I have a sports bra on, FYI. I am not naked.
Okay. Where do I start? So Elon Musk, now the richest person in the world, speaking of Hillsboro and Tiburon, because of the success of Tesla's stock, he's now passed Jeff Bezos and his net worth at $185 million. And collectively, I will join you and say, well, good for you. National Bubble Bath Day today. So if you needed an excuse, you know what? Bubble Bath Day on a Friday sounds like a dream.
Dude, my favorite Vegas memory, because I never can take a bath in my apartment because I hate my apartment. It's small. Uh-huh. So I always go to a nice hotel for a bath if I ever can. Really nice hotel with the sinking tub in Vegas.
Yep.
But there was no like bubble bath. So I had to go to the CVS next door and buy the pink bottle of Mr. Bubbles. I was like, am I five? But whatever gets the job done.
Yo, you could have fully Pretty Woman balled out and called the concierge and asked them to do it.
Oh, come on. Can you go to CVS and get me Mr. Bubbles? Thank you.
Pro move for next time. You got to keep it up. Let's see. Interesting side effect of the pandemic. There has been virtually no flu season this year. Literally one reported case in Santa Clara County. This was interesting to me. Doctors say that the flu is not as contagious as the Rona. And so all the hygiene moves that people are doing, the washing of the hands, the social distancing, the wearing of the masks, is making a difference. I'm also reading that ICU beds are coming more available in various counties around the Bay because, everything's kind of going down. So slowly but surely, we're doing the right thing. Keep doing what you're doing, people. It is important. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, the cutest chihuahuas you're ever going to meet in your life that need to be adopted like right now. So Furry Friday's coming up at 9:25. We're going to be talking to, Muttville. And
Kristen from Muttville.
Yeah, Kristen. Hi, Kristen. If you want to adopt Nemo and Dory, this is a pair of chihuahuas that need to be adopted together, but they're the cutest ever. I guess Dory is Nemo's eyes. The other way around. Nemo is Dory's eyes. She's blind. So they're pretty much one unit, but they're super cute.
They're best
friends.
They
need a family. Yeah. We're going to be talking about them at 9:25, but if you want to see an early pick and get adoption information, you can do so now. Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, Marcus and Sandy 806. We will have a chance at $1,000 coming up here in about 20 minutes, 8:25. If you can text, you can win a grand going into the weekend. It's called Easy Money, and it's on the way. We are just finding out now that your girl Sandy may accidentally be doing Dry January.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, Dry January, you do not drink alcohol for the entire month of January. I've never participated because I just never wanted to, and
right.
I've just realized today, like, whoa, I actually haven't had anything to drink for the last few days, which is sad because it's only January 8th. It's not like it's really not been that long. But you know how sometimes you accidentally start doing good at something?
Yeah.
And then you think, well, how long could I go at this? So I put a little poll on Twitter. I said, should I continue or not? And sadly, all of the votes are for yes. So now I oddly feel like, oh, crap. Maybe I shouldn't have tweeted that.
It's called accidental willpower.
Mm.
You blink, you're not even thinking about it, and you accidentally are bettering yourself. It's the moment where you make a conscientious effort on 12:31, you're like, tomorrow's the start of the day. It's the first day of the rest of my life. I'm not. When you start saying it out loud, like maybe it's empowering, but then all I do is think about it. And then I'm like, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what you're doing is actually great because you weren't even thinking about it. But now you know.
But you know, weekends are coming up. This weekend,
sure.
I'm fine with it. But you know, we have a longer weekend next weekend. It'd be nice. But
right.
I don't know. We'll see if I could do it. I think the people that are doing it and are trying, it's a great thing to practice is when you're used to having something or just to take it away for a few days or weeks. It's good for
my
you.
My neighbor across the street is doing it because we talked about it and talked about the fact that I did it like 4 years in a row. So,
oh, really?
On, you know, you had accidental willpower, accidental discipline. I'm accidentally a role model. I mean,
God help everyone.
Right. Thank you. Can I give you some advice right now? Oh, okay. So do the move that I do. If you do fall off the wagon, maybe you have a drink one night or whatever, just tack another day to the end. You know what I mean? It's easy.
Nah, that's what? No, you got to do the 31 days in a row, man.
I mean, okay.
No.
If you're perfect, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, good luck.
Let us know on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about this concept. We learned a new word called thruple. Married couple had a friend over and they decided they wanted to keep her. That's coming up after this. Hang on. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:20. It's Friday, 5 minutes away from $1,000. If you can text, you can win. It's called Easy Money. I also want to put out there that if you do enter and you get a call from a block number.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or an unknown number could be us giving you a grant, so don't miss out on that. I know a lot of people don't like to pick up their phones, but you don't want to miss out on some money. So asking the question, if you could be in a relationship with someone who doesn't have a cell phone. We were just talking about this off the air. Sandy had a funny convo about it with her therapist yesterday.
I did. And I know there's people out there who do not have cell phones. And I don't know where they're at. I don't know if they exist in the Bay, but I'm fascinated. But I could never be in a relationship with someone like that. So yesterday I'm talking on the phone with my therapist, who, God right. bless her. Ugh, she's out of my network now and I'm still using her.
Still
That's
going.
How much I love her.
I wonder if she's hoping you would drop off.
No.
God,
what a horrible comment.
I know. Sorry.
Anyways, so long story short, this is how this came up. I'm writing back and forth with this guy that I definitely like. I don't know if it's going to lead to anything, but I like him.
Right.
And he doesn't live here in the Bay. He lives in another state. And we write back and forth for hours. So finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him my cell phone number. So I gave him my cell phone number.
I'll take it a step further and say he lives all the way on the other side of the country.
I mean, it couldn't be farther. Couldn't be farther.
We're not talking Nevada here.
No, it's not a drive. It's a flight. So I gave him my number and he did not reciprocate with his number. And I felt like, okay. Is it too uncomfortable for him? Is he not ready to? Yeah. Is he in a relationship? I don't know. I'm still getting to know him. So I'm talking to her about this yesterday and she was like, well, Sandy, maybe he doesn't have a cell phone. And I was so offended at that. I'm like, ew. She goes, wait a minute. So you're telling me you would consider dating someone that lives in another state across the country, but you wouldn't date them if they don't have a cell phone? I said, absolutely. She goes, well, don't you think that's judgmental? I said, I don't care. If I can't text you, we're never going to make it. I'm sorry. We're just never going to make it.
Also, please tell your therapist the amount of social media this guy does. There's no way he's rocking his IG or his Twitter from a desktop.
Well, that made me think too. Like, is he so old school that all this is on a desktop? Like,
there's no way.
I don't know. But I just thought to myself, like, I couldn't do it. I know there are people out there who barely use their phone, or.
Right.
But this, you know, how good does it feel when you're with someone and at least you can text back and forth? Can you have
sure.
that lingo? It's just like, it's another language. I think it's an extension of who we are at this point.
So wait, are you guys communicating exclusively on Twitter messages?
Yes.
What? Is he a 14-year-old girl? Like,
maybe. I don't know. I don't want to talk about him anymore and make it weird. It just made me think yesterday, like, wow, could I ever do this if he didn't have a cell phone? And the answer, like, my heart didn't even give me a chance. It's like, nope.
The other reason that's interesting is because you're always the girl that wants to tap out. I got to move to the desert and be in a yurt. And don't I need to disconnect? I'm going to delete Facebook. I can't deal with it. But you won't date someone who doesn't have a phone.
Well, because I always want to escape because it's healthy to want to escape. But I do need reality in my life. Like, I'm not going to live that yurt lifestyle for the rest of my life. I would like the guy I'm with to know what a cell phone is and know how to text.
what do you always say? I need a yurt, but I need Uber Eats too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a little bit of best of both worlds. I just thought it was hilarious that my counselor called me out for it. She's like, well, that's a little judgy. I'm like, I don't care.
Sure.
Don't care. Everyone has their thing.
Everybody's got their deal breaker.
Yep.
8:23. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk about the cities that you should live in according to this list. Five of them out of the top 10 in the Bay Area. We'll talk about that 8:50.
Okay, we talked about some cash. It's your chance to win. Here we go. $1,000 up for grabs.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Gotta love good news on a Friday. This hour brought to you by Shreve & Company, luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. Sandy's got a great story of a stranger helping a stranger and saving a life. I love this. What's your good news?
There's a woman in Ohio, her name is Kelly, and she finally found a kidney donor after a year of searching. She had to have both kidneys removed last year because of polycystic kidney disease. She's been doing dialysis and just going through so many health issues. Her husband stood on the street with a sign that said, "Need a kidney for my wife." Some news outlets picked that up. It became a whole thing online, and somehow there was a woman who saw it in Pittsburgh, and she decided to get a bunch of tests. And by the way, hundreds of people tested to see if they were a match, and they weren't.
That's great.
But the fact that hundreds of people even saw this and did that, well, this woman, Cheyenne, was a complete match. So on February 2nd of this year, they are doing the transplant. And I think
that's awesome.
Is amazing. She said, you know, I was so excited. I can't believe somebody is willing to give me a piece of themselves. Her husband said, because of our community, because somebody loved us that doesn't even know us, look at us. We're blessed.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of people out there who are organ donors, and they would do that in a heartbeat. And I just think that is one of the most selfless and amazing things you can do.
And this is also a big can-do moment, because I guarantee you, and I've never gone through this, but if your partner is suffering like that, and you're going to lose them potentially, her husband probably was like, I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to start by making a sign. It all started with him making a sign, and just, he's out of his mind, and he's just on the street corner praying, and then it just snowballs and turns into this, and now we're saving a life. And I just love this whole story. Fantastic.
Yep.
We're doing good news right now. More good news from one of my chef heroes, Jose Andres. He's got his World Central Kitchen, and what they do is they mobilize and they show up wherever there's a disaster, whether it's a hurricane or a earthquake or flooding or wherever. And they just showed up again Wednesday, delivering dinner to the National Guard and the police in Washington, D.C., who are, they're enforcing the curfew after the riots. And the thing about it is, like, you don't think about it, but he said, these guys are on the streets protecting us. Nothing's open. They can't go eat. Yeah, you could pack a lunch, but I mean, we're talking about, they're out there for like 30 hours. They're out there till the next morning on the overnight. So not only did they bring in a couple hundred pizzas, but they also made soups and stews. And then the next morning, they hooked them up with fried egg sandwiches. And now I'm making myself hungry.
Mm.
But I love Jose Andres. If you don't know anything about him, not only is his cooking spectacular, you know, I fell in love with his restaurant in Vegas. But he's also just a selfless guy. He's a voice for the voiceless. He helps out kind of minorities and people who need help. But in this case, he helps out people that are in crisis and people that are protecting us. So I just really dug that story. Anyway, that's our good news. And again, it happens at 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3. If you see some good news, you can always hit us up. Tag at Marcus and Sandy, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or just send us a note. If you've got something going on at home that you want to celebrate, more than happy to talk about it. This weekend, quick reminder, we're going to be throwing it back to the 90s with extra 90s music all weekend. I'll be on noon to 4 on Sunday playing songs like this. It's Aerosmith and Star 101.3.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
All right, they just named the top cities to live in. This is from 24/7 Wall Street. And the number one city in the United States to live in, Palo Alto, California. I laughed because the factors for this were affordability, the economy, standard of living, community. Like, that's all fine and dandy, but if you're in the Bay, you know Palo Alto is pricey.
Oh, and it doesn't even stop there. They put the words affordability in with Hillsboro and Tiburon. What are some of the other ones?
Yeah, well, these are of the top 10. There's four Bay Area places: Hillsboro, Piedmont, and Tiburon also on there.
Tell me again about affordability. Sorry. Yeah. Let's go back to that.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, I'd like to live there too. I don't know if I ever will, but
anybody listening,
I passed by there while driving to my parents' house in Milpitas. Does that count?
I did a gig in Atherton one time, and I made a joke, and it was this like $15 million Mediterranean mansion, and I was literally I'm on a back deck right off of the dining room where they had an actual Picasso in the dining room, and I felt like the Pope. Just talking to people in the backyard, and I made a joke about how in order to even go to Atherton and visit somebody, you need an invite just to get off the freeway.
How funny.
Anybody listening on the iHeartRadio app that's not familiar with the Bay Area, five cities listed in the Bay are the five richest zip codes almost in the country. So tell me more again about affordability, please.
I'll never forget last year for Super Bowl Sunday, I had a comedy gig in Loomis, which is kind of near Sacramento.
Sure.
And these people were such ballers that they had an event parking sign on their driveway with arrows on where to park. I'm like, is this real? Like you have, okay. Oh my God. All right. Prince William and Kate Middleton will be visiting Harry and Meghan in Santa Barbara later this year. It's going to be their first travels to the States since 2014. A lot of news about Hilaria Baldwin. She is Alec Baldwin's wife. She speaks Spanish. They have five kids. Basically, people think she's been lying about her heritage for fame. So she says she's from Spain. She says her name is Hilaria, but she was actually born in Boston and raised under the name Hillary. So she's saying, hey, when I visit my family, they all call me Hilaria. You know, I'm both. Why can't I be both? But she's losing endorsement deals now because everyone thinks, you know, you married Alec and now all of a sudden you've got an accent. You never spoke with that accent before. I don't even know the truth, but that's part of the news. So I wanted to let you know.
Losing the endorsements is weird to me because so what?
This is the climate we live in. This is the climate we live in right now. If you have anything bad associated with your name, say goodbye to your income. It's unfortunate, but that's how it works.
So should I stop saying I'm Mexican because I wasn't born in Mexico? Because I'm only half?
But you've been honest this whole time, right? Like you've said, I grew up in Salinas.
Yeah.
I was born, you know, like you've never lied. I think with her, they've found her saying different things on different interviews.
Okay.
Sometimes having an accent and sometimes not having an accent. So that's where people are having a problem.
I'm very honest about it. I'm the whitest Mexican in the Bay, period.
Elvis Presley would have been 86 years old today, RIP. I've never visited Graceland. That's on the list of things to do. Also on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, we have deemed today Shirtless Friday. Why? Well, we're bored and we're working from home and we wanted to spice things up on Instagram. People not really feeling these photos, and that's okay too. But if you want to see them, I am wearing a bra, so let's calm down. That is on Marcus and Sandy on Instagram.
I think people are legitimately horrified at my shirtless torso, especially where I stand up and Jason and I are showing off our boobies. I'm not sure. Anyway. Shirtless Fridays, definitely a thing. Check that out. Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram. Let's see. It is National Bubble Bath Day today. We were talking about it last hour, and Sandy was talking about she doesn't do bubble baths at her house, but you'll do it at a hotel in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And my wife is the same way. When we go on the road, I have to find the deep soaking tub. Otherwise, I can't. Dude, there's nothing worse than getting into the hotel room, and she comes out and goes, there's no tub.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost a deal breaker. She's almost packing her stuff at that point. If you need a bubble bath, tonight's the night. Elon Musk, now the richest person in the world. Because of the success of Tesla stock, he just shot past Jeff Bezos, now worth $185 million. I will join you and collectively say, good for you. Let's see. Interesting side effect with this pandemic going on. There's been virtually no flu season this year. Literally one reported case in Santa Clara County. Doctors are saying that the flu is not as contagious as the Rona, obviously. And people are social distancing, they're washing their hands a lot more, and it's really making a difference. So please keep doing what you're doing. Let's see, up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, I really can't do any better than Shirtless Fridays, although we do need you to check in on the question that Sandy asks. She is inadvertently doing dry January, and what do you want to know?
Well, I haven't had a drink since New Year's, and I thought maybe I should continue this for the month. I do have a couple votes for no, just have a drink, and the rest, majority right now is saying continue. So we have that up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram.
This is making you sad. If you want to check in on it, go give us a follow on the Instagram.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy about to bounce out of here. It is Friday. I believe we're both headed out of town this weekend.
First of all, congratulations on making it to the end of the work week, first week of the new year. I know it's felt like a 17-day work week.
It felt like 2020 tried to end.
Yeah.
And it's like the mob got pulled back into December. But you know what? Next week's a new week. So let's think about it that way.
I think Sandy January 1st is actually next Monday.
I like that. So you're headed to the Pinnacles. You're going to do some hiking?
I'm going to do some hiking at the Pinnacles. Yeah, National Park tomorrow. I'm excited.
I'll be in Groveland, which is in the Sierra foothills. If anybody out there in Central Valley, if you go out there and you've got some restaurant takeout tips or places that I should go eat, I'll be rolling solo because my girls are already at the cabin. So your boy's going to stop and eat something nasty. So what do you got? What do you got for me? Hit me on social media at It's Marcus D. Send me an Instagram DM. I would love it. You can also catch Sandy online.
Oh, I'm at Sandy Steck, and our show is Marcus and Sandy. Thank you for having us on, and we will talk to you Monday morning.
Nina Chantel on the way next with more cash, easy money, another $1,000 at 1025.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.